You're listening to the Closing Market Report for this Tuesday afternoon. It's the 27th day of March. Don Day is here from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don. We've got rain and wet, and, well, it's warm, but I guess it's going to change. How about you in your area?
Well, a little bit of everything, as you'd expect late March to be like. Really an active and pretty typical pattern as we go to the last days of March and look forward to the new month of April next week. As we look at the weather west to east, we just saw quite a bit of rain late last week in the western areas of the United States that really needed it, like California. And part of that weather has moved into the southern plains. Happy to report there's actually going to be some rainfall in areas that haven't seen it in a long time. Places like West Texas, Panhandle of Texas, areas of New Mexico with a little bit of shower activity, making it into winter wheat areas of Oklahoma, Kansas as well. They need a lot more, but at least they got a little bit on the way. That weather is now going to move into the lower Mississippi Valley Delta areas and the central, southern, and eastern Corn Belt, where there's going to be more precipitation coming here in the coming days.
Just exactly how much, and we can start in that Arkansas area where it's been wet and then work our way to Ohio, I suppose, and parts of the Delta region.
Well, certainly that Arkansas, southern Missouri area, east Texas, northern Louisiana, they are looking at rainfall amounts that could be 2 to 4 inches over the next 5 to 7 days, probably more coming mid to late next week after that. The wettest areas of the nation will be in those areas I just mentioned, and then that will extend north and east into southern Illinois, most of Indiana, and Ohio. We could see rainfall amounts that are going to be in that 3 to 4 inch range total over the next 10 to 14 days. So the southern and eastern areas of the Corn Belt down to the Delta are going to be the wettest. We do see, on the flip side, drier conditions from northern Missouri to central northern Illinois into Iowa, Minnesota, the eastern Dakotas, eastern Nebraska. They're not going to be faring as well.
Will they remain cold?
They will remain cold, although there's going to be a lot of up and down. There is plenty of cool air in the equation in terms of what we're seeing over the next couple of weeks from the Rockies east and into the Plain States. Overall, temperatures are likely going to be averaging a bit below average really areas from the Plain States to the Great Lakes and the Ohio Valley and Corn Belt area. Not extremely far below, but at the same time, no extended periods of warm spring weather anytime soon, at least for the next week or two.
And finally, before I let you go, sometimes we talk about the snowpack at this time of year and it's melting. Any worries there?
Really, only in the far northern Rockies and the far northern areas of the Pacific Northwest are snowpacks above normal. They've had a really good year. Especially north of Interstate 90 across the northern tier. The central and southern areas of the Rockies, the central southern snowpack areas, the Sierra snowpack, all are going to likely end up the season below average.
Thanks so much, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. As we close out our time together, reminder to visit our website at willag.org, especially on Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Central Time, or to follow my Twitter feed at Commodity Week. I'll update the acreage and grain stocks figures as they're released from USDA.